before the, you know, off-season conditioning began that you expected to be at OTAs? Did you expect to do as much as you've been doing?
Yeah, you know, the way I was feeling towards the end, just the end of the rehab process and everything, I was feeling pretty good. So, you know, as we came out here limited in mind, but, you know, sometimes whenever you're just in the moment, you just keep going, and it hasn't really been bothering me, so I'm just keep going.
You said limited in mind. Are you limited in body at all?
No, not at all. You know, it's just more so of a watch it, you know, just don't want to overwork it too early.
How good can that three safety look be this year? I know it's the hallmark of Perry's defense with all three of you guys out there.
I think it'd be very good. You know, it's something that's building, something that we're all working and talking with. And, you know, in these first couple of days, I definitely liked what I saw.
You saw what Terrell went through, obviously, 2 years ago. Just, I mean, what kind of, how do you kind of view some of what he went through with the repeat injuries to kind of,
I mean, you know, there's certain things that whenever I talked to T2, he was saying there's certain things that he wished he did more, and he told me why, and, you know, so I keep that in mind. There's a lot of things that I'll do, whether it's, like, continue to get patella massages and continue to do a lot of different balance work and all that type of stuff. So, you know, I just listen to him, someone who's been through it, and I continue to incorporate in my rehab as I'm still going.
What about in terms of, like, pace, and, you know, like, how aggressively you go on the field?
I mean, that's one of those things. I think it's just your body. Your body has to tell you that. And, you know, so far, mine's responding well. I'm doing what I can and then just keeping it at that.
Can you walk us back to your injury and, you know, what emotions you were feeling and how it happened? And
you know, it was the third preseason game. Just routine play, really. Just returning an interception, just kind of hit the turf wrong and went on my knee.
Did you know right away?
No, I didn't know right away. It was one of those things where, you know, if you play long enough, you every now and then you hit and you feel awkward for a second. And it was one of those things where I thought I'd just be able to walk off. And then I noticed it was kind of burning a little longer than normal. And, you know, when Dr. Warren came out, they kind of looked at me. He told me it's a good chance that I was probably torn.
Oh,
did
you go on the field?
Yeah.
What were your emotions at the time?
You know, I just kind of looked at him, told him, don't tell me that, you know, and just you know, it's one of those things where I may have been down for about 2 days, but, you know, you can't get better being down on yourself. So, you know, then I just flipped it to rehab mode and getting back for this year.
It looks early on like you're kind of penciled in there as a starting safety opposite Ontrell. Is that what you expected?
You know, I didn't really expect anything. You know, I just I knew this is where I wanted to be. I knew I was going to work. And wherever I fell on the depth charts, where I fell, and, you know, I just keep going from there. You know, right now they have me next to Trail, so, you know, I'm going to stay next to Trail.
You surprised to see that, though, a little bit? Obviously, you know, you were out coming back. Will had a pretty good year last year.
You know, I'm not going to say I am. You know, it's just I know what I can do. And, you know, it's just continuing to prove it now, really. That's all it is. So I can't say I'm surprised now.
Do you feel like you're ahead of your own schedule? I mean, in there where they say, you know, ACL is usually 10, 12 months. You know, you're out there and running and looking good. Are you ahead of your ahead of schedule maybe a little bit?
I don't want to say that.
Okay.
You know, I don't want to jump ahead and say that right away. I just know I feel good right now. And, you know, for what we're doing right now, I feel like I can do what I need to do. And but I know I still need to get better.
But you're not using any restrictions at all. There's no sleep, no brace, no anything.
No.
Is that doctor's orders? Just the way you feel?
You know, it was one of those things that whenever I first started back with rehab, you know, they said they didn't want me to get reliant on a brace or anything like that. So a lot of times during the rehab process, I did things without a brace. But, you know, I just did it slowly just to kind of build the muscles all around it and not let the brace be my support.
Coming off of the season you had 2 years ago, and then last summer, you and Antrell were talking about, you know, being the best safety tandem in the league.
Yeah.
Back out there with him, is that coming back? Are you feeling those things? Does it feel like you never left? I mean,
oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely, you know, playing next to Terrell. Terrell's a great player. And as long as me and him talk to each other, we have definitely great chemistry on the field. I definitely have a feel for Terrell's movements. He moves all over the place, but, you know, I know what he's doing, so I can play off of him, and, you know, we just keep that going. We're going to be definitely good.
See, 4 or 5 months ago when the OTAs were posted, you knew when they were coming. Did you have it in your mind that you wanted to be on the field by then?
Yeah. Yeah, I definitely wanted to be on the field. Yeah, I definitely thought it was possible. You know, that was definitely no surprise, whether it was talking to Dr. Andrews or talking to the trainers up here, everybody would expect me to be on the field for LTAs.
Even obviously, we're going into a free agent year where you didn't have a contract. You spent a lot of time in this building. You were here. Even, you know, yeah. Ever in your mind, did you think that this was not going to be where you were going to be?
Not really. You know, it's just I knew this is where I wanted to be, you know, and talking to the coaches and talking to the people in the front office, they also always wanted me here as well. You know, so it was just, you know, how we're going to get the deal done is really what it all was.
Because you were here last year. I mean, even though you were hurt, you were here, you saw this team and what it went through.
Yeah.
So I got to imagine there was that part of, you know, you're not a guy coming in that they have to tell you about what went wrong.
Oh, yeah, no, not at all. You know, I was here. I know what went wrong and what we needed to correct and what we're going to do to correct it. So, you know, it's not like I'm in the dark on anything.
Did any other teams reach out to you, you know, aside from the Giants, interested in bringing you on?
Yeah, there are other teams that talked to me. You know, it's just part of the process, part of the free agency process. You know, you entertain a few things, but ultimately, like I said, this is where I wanted to be. And once we got the deal done that I wanted here, you know, it was easy to say no to everybody else.
How good did it feel to be on that today?
I felt great.
I mean, go back to, like, let's say, last August when this all happened. To where to now, did you think, like, you know, like
this? Yeah, it definitely felt great. You know, the first day was yesterday, and me and Coach Fuel were joking around before practice today, and he was just kind of saying that, you know, it was good to see me out there running around yesterday. I told him it felt good, and I told him, like, you know, after that first period, I went through like 4 plays, and I was about to double over gasping. You know, it's the first time I had to play football in almost a year, so I was like, even though I run every day, it's still not the same, but it definitely feels great to be back.
Yeah.